are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Okay, so I've watched a lot of these kind of comedian introspection movies things, and I've come to learn comedians are just really messed up people.
Yo, like, man.
Every single film.
Like, hearing about it is one thing, but then like seeing like a version of it on screen is always like, man, that's fucked up, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in this one, whew, there's... You know, that's the funny thing, that they're trying to market as kind of a light coming, you know, like a light dramatic comedy kind of thing.
No, this is full dramedy. Way more kind of on the drama part, I want to say.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not to say that there's never a funny part in this movie, but yeah, the comedy usually is backseat to the intense, intense drama throughout this movie. But, you know, on the whole, I got to say, for as heavy and dark as it gets at points, I enjoyed this movie overall.
We should probably talk about what movie we're talking about, Justin. What movie is that?
Yes, we should. This movie is called All About Nina. This is directed by, I think her name is Eva Ives. Where are you familiar with that person at all before this movie?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I mean, I guess she's kind of made her name in the indie sphere. Yeah, she really hasn't done a whole lot before this movie. I think this is her big break. And I have to assume that she's done some stand-up in her past, because this feels incredibly personal of a story for her.
Right?
Yeah, like, I really hope that some of the stuff did not happen to her. And if it did, I'm truly, truly sad and sorry about that. Yeah, seriously. You know, and that's the thing, like, I don't doubt it sometimes. Because, all right, so a little bit of personal story. One of my friends is a female stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she's still actively practicing now, but while she managed to get kind of the good side of this stuff,
yeah,
she did have some stories about what, not just what she would do, but what other comedians would do. And there's a lot of moments in this movie that felt very much like the story she told me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, ugh. Why does anyone want to do stand-up?
Yeah, no, anyway, yeah, we should also probably talk about the plot.
I'm getting there. Don't worry. Get there. Okay, so this is following the character Nina Geld, played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who is wonderful as always in this movie. But except she's not wonderful as a character, because she is... all kinds of, you know, she's a loudmouth, she's vulgar, she's, you know, she's
very, as she said, she's very acerbic.
Oh yeah, and she's like, she just constantly gets in bed with the wrong guys, and so she's trying to get a big break.
A lot of hard drinking.
Oh, lots and lots.
To the point where she's like puking on, like she pukes on stage right after she's done her shows always. Like as soon as she hits that curtain, just bleh.
Yeah, and it feels like that's a mixture of both alcohol and stress. Like, because literally, even when she's not drinking, she starts vomiting, stuff like that. So,
yeah, but like you can very much tell that she's like a powder keg of just a lot of emotions and repressed feeling. Like, she's gone through some shit.
Oh, yeah. And then at one point, her agent books her a chance to audition for this thing called Comedy Prime, which is kind of their SNL stand-up kind of universe, which equipped with their very own Not Lorne Michaels character, played by Beau Bridges. I mean, seriously, like, he's literally, like just a slight bit of a hair change away from being Lorne Michaels in this.
Played by fucking, what was it, Beau Bridges?
Yeah, because, which, I mean, it was kind of, it really could have been played by anybody. They just needed someone who looked like Lorne Michaels to play this role, I guess.
I mean, he does look like him, so I can't really complain.
Oh, sure. And his name's Larry Michaels, in fact. So it's like, I guess it's his brother. But yeah, she has a chance to audition for this. And, you know, she's going through her crazy life with her crazy friends until, you know, one night.
She's out to L.A.
Yeah, one night when she's in L.A., she meets Common. And, She's kind of intrigued by this guy. He's not quite like other men she's met. He's kind of, you know, he's the idealized man. Like, he's honest.
Yeah, he's warm. He's charming. Yeah, he's got his own like kind of zingers, even though he's not a comedian.
Yeah, and of course, being comedy, he's just got that smooth way of delivering every line. Like,
man, like, yo, he was like, from the second he steps on, no, not even, he doesn't even step on screen yet. He has like a voice, like, you hear him off screen, then when he pulls up, just comes in like the most suave motherfucker on earth.
You know, and I have to say that when he came on screen, and I messaged you last night about this, he was such a breath of fresh air in this movie, because I'm gonna be honest, this first 20 minutes of this movie, I was starting to kind of teeter on the film, because I'm like, look, I think it's very well done. I think Mary Elizabeth Winstead is great in this movie, but man, I'm just so fed up with her character. And
because the thing is, because it's very cynical at the start. I was cool with it, but I could see what you mean by like, yeah, it's like she's not an easy character to like.
Well, and you get why. Like once you watch the whole movie, you get why she's that way. So I kind of forgave it after a point. But there was a certain part, especially when she meets her, California hippie friend played by what's her name? Del Castillo.
Kate Del Castillo.
Yeah, yeah. Man. I just do not like California hipster, crazy hippie people like her.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you know what? That was a little bit, yeah, because it was like the hard-edged New Yorker meeting up with like the super, like, yeah, chakras and peace and love Californians. And I was like, okay, yeah, I hope this is not too much of the movie.
To be fair, she actually has some very good parts later on in the movie. Once this movie lightens up a little bit, she starts to become more bearable. But yeah, I think once Common came in, this became a very different type of movie because it really challenges that cynicism, you know, for a big part of it, where, you know, he's trying to break down her guard. He's trying to, you know, sweet talk his way into her heart and maybe into her bed, but not just yet, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I got to say that I think Common and Mary Elizabeth Winstead, they're both really good together. Like, I think they
have... Oh, dude, that's the thing. I remember when because we had talked about this trailer on The Breakfast Pub.
Yep, yep.
And I was like, it's weird seeing Common as, like, the romantic lead, especially with, like, Mary Elizabeth Winstead. I was like, I don't know how that's going to play out. But it actually works really well here. Like, they're both really charming and, like, really, really sweet. Even though she's, like, they'll, like, cut it with, like, scenes of her, like, doing her stand-up shows. And she is, like, the very kind of brash, almost Amy Schumer, but thankfully not that level of just, like crassness. Like, crass is talking about a lot about, like, her just fucking and stuff like that. And, like, the fact that they, like, kind of play with, like, both aspects of that, I liked it a lot. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to say, personally, maybe it's just my opinions on stand-up comedy. Those stand-up bits are usually the weakest parts of the film for me, because I'm just like...
The thing is, some of them were, and there's others that actually had me cackling.
Oh, no, like, no, they got a few good ones.
I think the main one, the one that she was, like, doing the audition... for Comedy Prime.
That part was good. Like that was good.
Yeah, it was like a sequence of just like you see all these other female comedians. And there's two, like the first one I didn't really like all that much, but the black woman, she was cracking me up during that. And then the girl right before Mary Elizabeth Winstead, the one who fucked up in that really gross way, but I was like, "Oh no, they're not going to that's what they're going to do." And I laughed so hard during that.
Oh, I cringed so much. But yeah, I think that part was...
Oh, no, I was cringing too, but it was still kind of like a... It was at that right moment, that peak of just like cringe and hilarity at the same time.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was just that I don't have a taste for that type of comedy where it's all just like, yeah, mother effa, suck my dick, going to do that, going to talk to you, God, mother, blah, blah, and it's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets old after a while to me. But... You know, and I can't fault too much because I also know a lot of other female comedians who do stuff like that. So it's like, that's just, yeah. I can accept that's not my style of comedy, and that's okay. But I think that, yeah, this movie's at its strongest whenever it's trying to be really personal and really likable. Because there's that big part when they have a date together, Common and Mary Elizabeth Winstead at his house. And I was starting to get a little affected by it. Like, I was like, oh, this is kind of sweet, you know, very genuinely romantic.
It turns into like an almost kind of like... A weird kind of romantic, like not a full romantic comedy, but it does like the sort semi meet cute. It kind of works.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, I mean, I've wrestled so much with how I feel about this movie overall because I don't think this movie's flawless. I think that there's a couple big issues I have with it, and it's not so much anything it does wrong, except for the stand-up bits, which just weren't funny. But it's just so, so heavy at points that you kind of want to laugh more in this movie, and there's really not a whole lot of opportunities to laugh in this story.
I think the thing is that at least the thing that I didn't like about it was, it leans into what you were talking about. Chase Crawford, he is barely in this movie, and the thing is, at first, like, they established him as, like, kind of, like, the super shitty like guy she's seeing.
Oh, the cop guy?
Whatever. Yeah, that the cop guy or whatever. And thing is, he disappears from the movie. So by the time he pops up, you completely forget that, like, oh right, yeah, you're a thing in this. And then he just immediately disappears. Like, you're thinking, oh, it's gonna take a bigger part. And it kind of does in a way, but it doesn't. In a way that's just like, you could have gotten anybody else, like, instead of, like, someone who, like, he's a name. Like, he's a recognizable name. Like, I know you probably don't recognize him immediately, but, like, he's, like, at the very least, like, okay, people gonna know, like, okay, that's the guy from Gossip Girl.
Oh,
so like, okay, no, okay, he's he's recognizable, but, like, you could still get, like, a different, you can get anybody else to play him. And it feels like it's a character that's not really there. Like, it's not really necessary. I mean, it's weird because I'm contradicting myself, but, like, at the same, it's just, I have such weird conflicting feelings about his character, like, his role in the story.
Well, because that's part of the problem is that the movie has to contrive certain twists to happen that it's like, oh, well, this is the part where they have to break up because of reasons, and he was one.
That's it. That's exactly it. If, like, you know that, like, things are going too good, there needs to be that bottom point. What's going to happen? And so he resurfaces and then just immediately disappears again. It's like, okay, well, what was the point of that? Like, you could have gone this whole movie without him ever coming back.
Yeah.
And it still could have gotten the same result.
It really felt superfluous to the story. Like, and there's a couple of details. Like, even, what is her first name? Del Castillo?
Oh, I'm Lake, I think.
Well, the character. Okay, the character Lake. I just found that.
Kate Del Castillo.
Yeah, she's just there just to have another character that Mary Elizabeth Winstead could talk to outside of Common and those characters. And it's like, she wasn't bad, but she never felt like she was important to the story. It was just kind of a, occasionally I'll go back and talk to my lady friend who's also a lesbian dating Clea DuVall, which, Clea DuVall just seems to play this character all the time, because she's the same character on Veep, more or less. The other girlfriend character, so I'm just like, oh, another character where she's playing the straight-laced, you know, stuffy lesbian girlfriend, so I'm just like, alright. But, and that actually led to one scene I did kind of like, where they had to settle one of their arguments, you know, in a very...
Oh, that was great!
Yeah, that was probably the best part of that whole, their whole arc. But yeah, it felt like the part where they had to get to the really, this is the bottom level, like you said, that just felt a little forced, and I wasn't really crazy about it. Because not only that, but there was the other thing that happened before it, when she's, you know, getting all drunk and angry and that stuff, and I'm like, I get what you're trying to say, movie, but it just felt like it was unearned a little bit. Yeah,
exactly. It feels like it's a bit unnecessary.
Yeah. I mean, and all this is to lead up to the giant bomb they drop later on in this film.
When you find out like the reason of her personality, and you're just like you're like the crowd where you get like that whole crowd at the beginning. You could tell like, oh, they want to laugh and stuff, and there's some things they're like, oh wait, is this a joke? And then she just full on melts down, and you're like, oh no.
Oh yeah, that was
holy shit. Yeah,
that was rough. And because you kind of suspect something like that might be going on, but you're not prepared for when she just lays it all out on the table, and you're just like, gosh dang.
Yeah, because she leaves in a way that's really, really rough. And then they show like kind of the aftermath of it, like not concerning her, but like other people that she's related to. And like when they cut to them, I was like, oh no, I might cry right now.
Yeah, no, that was really hard to watch at one point.
But it's really, really fucking powerful.
It is.
And at the same time, it feels like, considering our current climate right now, it feels very timely that, like, in a way that I'm like, okay, you know what? I kind of respect this.
Well, I mean, and that kind of stuff was alluded to throughout. Even in the beginning when she's dating the jerk cop and he, like, punches her in the face and then they sleep together. It's like, wow, there's some deeply disturbing psychological stuff going on at the beginning of this film. And even afterwards when she's talking to herself, it's like, yeah, this movie is made with that kind of, like, pointing out that kind of stuff especially. And it it works more or less. You know, it's a super downer, but that's the point. I also felt that freaking Jay Moore, he just shows up for like two scenes.
I was waiting, I was like trying to find some way to talk about Jay Moore, because I was like, wait, right, Jay Moore's in this.
There's no right way to talk about it. Literally, his character will just pop up at random, and for like one scene where he's just like, twice. Man, you're really hot, I want to screw you. And then in the second scene where that kind of pays off, but not
and
really.
It's like, oh, the thing is, like, they could have kept that first scene as like just him being a cameo, but like, nope, they got to come back to it. And it was like, oh, I did not I didn't need to see that.
Nope, that was too much for me too. I don't know. I feel so conflicted with this movie because I actually genuinely did like a lot of this movie. And I think if you talk just about like filmmaking and quality of the production, it's top notch for an indie film, you know?
Especially for like a first feature.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't think it's her first feature, but it's her first
major
film.
But at least it's the first big notable one at the very least.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I don't recognize anything.
No, me neither. I didn't recognize any of the other films that are credits. And it's just like, yeah, it just feels like it's almost there. It's almost there at being a really great movie because it's got a great lead performance. It's you know, made as competently as an indie film can. It's not like glamorously shot or that kind of stuff. I mean, I did like that its sound quality is consistent all the way through because some of these films, they really have just kind of iffy, muffled sound sometimes. Nope, this one came out clean and crisp every time. And yet, I just feel like I almost wish this was funnier. Because, you know, it almost makes me think of films like The Big Sick, where it's like, yeah, The Big Sick is trying to aim for this balance of drama and comedy, and it's about stand-up, so, of course. But I felt like it had a little bit more depth of a touch. You know, it felt like it was a little more balanced. This one was trying so hard to be serious that sometimes it needed to lighten up a little bit, personally.
I don't really think, like, the thing is, that's, I don't think that that was the goal of it. I don't think to be, like, I don't think it's trying to be, like, something like The Big Sick, where it's trying to be, like, almost, because The Big Sick, I feel like it's trying to, it's very much like a comedy that's also trying to be very sweet, but also have its dramatic parts with the whole situation. But I think with this, it's just, like, the guise of it being a stand-up comedy is just kind of, like, the lure. But then when you peel back the layers and see, like, okay, this is what it's really like, and, like as like an up and coming like female comedian, and I think that's what more the goal is. So I think I actually ended up liking this a lot more than you did.
I mean, I do actually like this quite a bit. I feel like that was, it's part of my thing with just movies where movies that try so hard to be funny and tell you that it's funny that really isn't all that funny. And that's just a little sticking point with me because it's like, yeah, the stand up bits, they're like, man, she's so good, she's so smart, and she's so clever. I'm like, really? Because she's just saying a bunch of vulgarities and talking about vomiting stuff and bleeding out of her pussy and this kind of stuff, you know? Just like...
I think it's just because it's one of those things where, like, you got to look at it in the realm of its own universe.
Sure,
but,
sure.
Like, I don't... Like, I thought it was pretty funny. Like, most of her bits. Especially, like, actually... We didn't talk about it, but, like, the scenes where she's rehearsing, I actually like those probably even more so than the actual stand-up bits.
Yeah, I think I agree
with that.
Where,
like, you see her, like, trying to practice characters and stuff.
Actually, that was one of my favorite bits, yeah, when she's trying out, she did this great Cher impersonation early on, which is just like, you know, oh, hello there, everybody, kind of thing. And then when she does her Celine Dion impersionation.
The Celine Dion, that one killed me.
No, like, those parts were cool. And even her impressions when she does her audition, I thought that was probably the funniest part of the whole film was, you know, the stuff she was doing there. And I thought that was really great. So that, and I can't take off too many points for that because, like you said, that's not the purpose of this film. That stuff is just the wrapping around what the actual story is. But yeah, I think, I don't know what else really to say. So you know what? I'll go first with this one. I want to hear what your thoughts are afterwards.
Okay.
I think this movie is very, very well done. I think this is something that if you want to watch something that just, be ready, it's going to get really heavy, it's going to get really sad, but you may walk away thinking about it a little bit. There was one bit I can't say too much about the ending, but there's a final shot that's very obviously a reference to another very famous movie that I wasn't crazy about. You probably will know. Like, again, I can't spoil it because
I don't. I didn't really recognize it, so you're gonna have to tell me off like after the review.
Let's just say it's a very famous film that has a very similar type of ending. That's
okay.
Yeah. But otherwise, I did enjoy this, and I think I just had to be in the right mood to watch a movie that sold itself as being lighter than it is, and then to really just rip your heart out and stomp on it a little bit during the end. So, but on the whole, I think I'm gonna give it 8 out of 10 crazy British girlfriends.
Man, she was crazy as hell when she just popped up out of nowhere.
I love that bit where she's just like, you know what, who doesn't abandon me and ghost me? Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix. And I'm like, he would absolutely be that kind of guy.
I know, I'm like, I'm pretty sure she does not have Joaquin Phoenix's number. That's just and also, I don't think Joaquin Phoenix would like a girl like you. I highly doubt that.
To be fair, Joaquin is such a fucking enigma that, like, I can't, I, like, I don't even know how he would react. He's too
busy getting ready for the Joker movie, so.
Let's not think about the fact that that's a thing. that he's in that thing. But anyway, overall, I'm so happy that I finally get a good movie on this damn show. Well,
I was so happy to recommend this one to you because I'm like, I'm sure Shaq will like this one.
Oh, man, dude. It is such a breath of fresh air to finally get something that's not like bottom of the barrel bullshit. But I really dug this. I thought Mary Elizabeth Winstead and Common were both great together. They both each brought their own kind of special thing, that the special kind of chemistry that I didn't expect that they would actually have. I did enjoy the stand-up sequence comedy a lot in this. I think it's because I'm more accustomed to that style of comedy, but I think I did end up enjoying it a lot. When it did get to the underlayer of this movie, I found myself moved quite a bit from it, because she just lays it all out on the table, and I found myself getting choked up. Like, I didn't cry, but I got a lot more choked up about it than I thought I would.
Oh yes.
Again, like I mentioned, it's very timely, and so for something like that to happen in a way that feels very like you mentioned, it feels very personal. I was surprised by how much I ended up enjoying this. So I got to give this about, actually no, I won't give my score yet, but I'll say that, like, yeah, those contrivances do bring down the movie, the ones that we were talking about, like Chase Crawford, he was kind of unnecessary, and the whole big breakup scene that could have gone in a way that felt more natural, but it didn't. It just felt kind of out of nowhere.
Well, and also it was over too quickly. Like, literally they break up, they talk for a little bit, and then they're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then after what happens, you can go like, okay, you know, maybe that they need to talk about it. Like, yo, I didn't know about all that.
Yeah.
But overall, yeah, no, I really did enjoy this movie. I give it 8.5 puke on the walls out of 10.
Oh, God. Every time, I'm just like, boo. I think I enjoy this. Hey, guess so. I definitely would not want to show this to an aspiring stand-up comedian, though, because I'm just.
Oh no!
Get ready to have your hopes and dreams crushed by Mary Elizabeth Winstead, man.
Yeah, but yeah, hey, you listen. You don't owe me anymore now. I finally got a good movie to my name on Screener Squad.
Well, then I hope Nick likes the next movie I'm recommending to him. I still got to win that guy over.
Oh, man. You got to give him something good. Something really good.
I found a movie with Vikings. I hope he likes it.
I hope.